People.
Hello.
You are listening to Black Stripes or White Keys on WMFO Medford.
Yeah, 91.5, Tufts Reform Radio.
Yep. And so that first song for you was Darling by Real Estate. I'm Kayla.
I'm Trisha.
And we have a guest with us here today, my good friend Michael. You want to say hello?
Oh, is it just on the mic right now? Do I have to, like, say it into it?
You're good.
I'm good. Hi, I'm Michael. What's up?
Yeah. So you put the headphones on, you can hear it.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, is it Mike or Michael?
Michael.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you prefer Michael, but, like, if someone calls you Mike, do you get angry?
No, not really. Well, like, the only ones that kind of... You have to kind of earn the right to use Mike, I feel like.
Okay, I've known you for, like, 5 minutes,
yeah, so
I don't think I've earned it.
You've made it awkward, because I have to say that you haven't earned it. Kayla, maybe.
Maybe,
we'll see.
Okay.
You can test the waters.
But. I'm getting there. But, you know what? Speaking of... So... Michael and I are a big fan
mm-hmm.
of Soccer Mommy, who is an indie artist. She's good. And
mm-hmm.
she came out with a new album that I've been meaning to listen to. I just haven't. But then I finally did, and we had a whole discussion.
We did, yeah.
And the album's called Color Theory, so the first, like, I guess it's broken up into, like, 4 song segments kind of about.
So basically, yeah, I was, like, reading an interview, so basically the first 4 songs on the album are, like, the blue section, and they're themed around, I think she said, like, depression and sadness. Then the middle stretch is the yellow section, which she said is around sickness and anxiety in, like, one of the songs. The centerpiece, the yellow is the color of her eyes, she talks about, her mother's, like, battle with, like, terminal cancer, and that's sort of, like, the theme of that. And then the final stretch.
I love that song from it.
It's great.
Yeah.
Depressing is... Oh, I almost said a bad word, which I can't say, but...
Yeah.
And then the final stretch is the gray section, which I think she describes as just, like, death and endings.
Yeah.
It's a pretty uplifting album full of bops.
No, you know, okay, so Michael, I think you might hate me for saying this.
Okay.
And maybe the world.
All right.
But, okay, there's something very raw, and, like, I'm putting my authentic feelings into this album, that, okay, so it's kind of like a way better, cooler, and indie version of Avril Lavigne's Get Let Go, her first album.
Oh, why would I get mad at that?
I don't know, because I feel like people that are like, oh, I'm so into music, they'd be like, Avril Lavigne. Okay, but here's the deal. When I was a kid, my dad, of all people, who, you know, Led Zeppelin, diehard, you know, rock guy, he would always play Avril Lavigne's first album in the car, like, all the time. So, like, the one with Complicated, I'm With You, like,
I'm With You, so.
The whole shebang.
Masterpiece.
And, like, honestly, okay, so that album is pop. She tries to be a little edgy, but, you know, like, just for marketing.
No, it's kind of, like, cool, like, again.
No,
like see,
it was really about her being, like, I feel like even though it was pop, it was still honest, and it was, like, this is what a girl feels, and, like, these are her thoughts, you know, and, like, this is, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I mean, like, I think Soccer Mommy, especially, like, a lot of artists coming up, like, we have a lot of, like, well, at least coming into prominence, a lot of these, like, female indie rockers, like, getting
a lot
of
critical they've gotten
acclaim.
A lot more.
And now it's, like, a new generation, kind of like our generation more, and they're more influenced by, like, the Avril Lavigne's and stuff, where that's
what
they connect.
Yeah, and I think, like,
more.
Even if she doesn't really sound like her, but, like, I don't know, with the acoustic guitar that are in a lot of the songs.
Yeah, especially like Circle and the Drain is pretty, it's depressing, but it's like
Circle the Drain? What's that one about?
I'd have to listen
that
to it.
That sounds depressing.
It is depressing. It's kind of about depression. I'm trying to remember the lyrics. So basically she's like talking about like cycles of depression pretty much, and how like she can feel down even when nothing's wrong.
No, but exactly. I feel like it's that's within that same grain of stuff that we saw in the late 90s and early 2000s with like I'm a woman and I'm saying what I feel and that's great and that's okay to do that. I feel like that Soccer Mommy and all these other like indie women coming up now are doing the same thing. Like, you know, we had Avril that started it, and then we had, not Avril, I mean Alanis Morissette that started it, and then we had, like, other people like Meredith Brooks that were more pop, and then they had, like, Avril Lavigne and stuff, and, like I feel like at least in their first album, you know, whatever happens after, that's what happens, because, you know, the pop and mainstream world kind of manipulates you, but at least in, like, their first, like, albums and stuff, there was a sense of, like, authenticity, and I feel like there's such a sense of, like, authenticity and like I'm a girl expressing my problems and what I feel in this album, but different genre. I think it's cooler. I think it's more sophisticated because it's not like mainstream pop.
Yeah, no, and I feel like a lot of she is also embracing a lot of the more like uncool sort of influences that are kind of, again, since a lot of people are age have grown up. Like, I think she also mentioned, like, or I hear a lot of, like, Natalie Imbruglia, like, the song Torn.
Yeah.
A lot of, like, Sheryl Crow, too. A lot of the same, like, guitar
Sheryl
tones.
Crow. Yeah, it's like
which
she's paying homage
so
to those
lame,
women.
But, right,
that,
yeah.
Like, they started something so that women could not be lame anymore.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, this has such potential of being like, oh, a girl on her acoustic guitar, like, that's so stupid and lame. No one wants to see that. But these people are like making that happen again. It's not all acoustic. I'm just saying there is acoustic guitar in it. But I feel like that's so important, especially because like personal experience of just gigging with my acoustic guitar and that's it. People don't care. You know, you're not a band. Like, who cares? You know, just because, you know, so it's like that has affected me and like personally about how I feel about my music and how I, like, you know, I don't really find value my music from other people's gratification because I just don't get it a lot of the time because, oh, it's your voice is good, but, you know, you need a band. Like, which, of course, I'd love a band, but, like, you know. But anyway, I just think that she's making it cool again, like those people in the 90s and early 2000s, to be a single woman and be an artist that's not a pop star. Like, her and, like, all these other people, like, I'm just, like, I'm proud of them, and I think they're making great strides for women's image in music industry. Yeah, that was a whole harangue there, but I just had feelings about
that.
I
mean, like, it's such a cool lot. Like, she chronicles, like, early 20s depression like no other. It's really like uncanny. Like I listen to it and even just like a guy, I think like, damn, like if I could make music, this is what I want to
make. Yeah, it's like, yeah, You know, so we're going to play a song that Michael and I both agreed that we really liked.
One of the top ones.
So here, you're more in like into the blue section.
Yeah.
From this song, Crawling in My Skin, through Lucy, which is four songs. That's mm-hmm. my favorite section of the album, which I think is the yellow section.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's great. You like that one part the best. I like this one part the best. There's so many options.
I like
you
the
can
whole
do
thing,
whatever you yeah. want. I like the whole
we
thing
all
too.
Like the whole thing.
We all, yeah.
You
so.
Should too.
So Trisha, that's a new one for you.
Sorry,
if you need
my
something, it's all good. If you need something to listen to, we got
okay,
you.
Okay, I'll tell you how I like it after.
Great, and so yeah, that's our feelings.
Yeah.
So crawling in my skin, coming at you.
first saw you, I made a mixtape. I didn't know you'd do the same damn thing. When I said goodbye to you, it went quiet, 'cause I didn't wanna feel any pain. The last thing I want is another debutante to take me away from my world. And I know that wasn't us, but it still got tough. So come on, come on, and tell me why'd you have to have such a damn good taste in music. Yeah, if all my favorite songs make me think of you, I'm gonna lose it. When we drove up the coast, we had a soundtrack. We made it feel like a film on a reel. And our story didn't have a happy ending, but it still sounded good despite the way I feel. The last thing I want is another broken heart to drive me to the brink of crazy. In the end I couldn't take it, 'cause I knew we wouldn't make it. So come on, come on, and tell me why'd you have to have such a damn good taste in music. Yeah, if all my favorite songs make me think of you, I'm gonna lose it. Tell me why'd you have to have such a damn good taste in music. Yeah, if all my favorite songs make me think of you, I'm gonna lose it. Just a couple kids who thought and fought our way around each other. There's a mark on the town, the times we had a rhyme, but there's still some space for the rest of our lives singing. Make me think of you, I'm gonna lose it. Tell me why'd you have to have such a damn good taste in music. Yeah, if all my favorite songs make me think of you, I'm gonna lose it. I'm gonna lose it.
So guys, we're back.
What's up?
Yeah. And yeah, we're back. And Michael's got a PSA for you.
I do, yeah.
That started playing.
So this one's called Know Your Cell Phone Rights. Whether you're taking your cell phone with you on a walk, in your car, or to a civil protest, you should know your legal rights. The U.S. Supreme Court unanimously ruled that police must obtain a warrant to search a person's cell phone. However, a phone without a passcode can readily be searched by anybody holding it, and a Virginia court recently ruled that a defendant can be compelled to unlock a device that's protected only by a fingerprint sensor. So consider using a keycode password and setting your phone's screen to lock very quickly when no one's using it, particularly if you expect to be in a potentially volatile situation. While police can't legally force you to unlock your phone, they can ask you to, and if you do that, you forfeited your rights. The correct answer to a cop's request to search you, your vehicle, or your phone is, "No, officer, I do not consent to a search. Thank you." Finally, remember that police can always ask a judge for a search warrant, so think carefully about what's stored on your phone, including photos, contacts, and app data. You can learn more about your rights from the Electronic Freedom Foundation on the web at EFF.org.
That's right, folks. Don't give up your phone to the police.
Please lock them.
I mean, unless you have nothing to hide.
But I mean,
like, what do most people have on their phones? I don't care if the police look at my phone.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't
unless
have anything,
you had
like,
nudes
illegal.
On your phone.
But I mean, yeah, like
you don't
those.
Have nudes.
You shouldn't. I'm glad you don't.
I had to think about that for a second. I don't think so. No nudes. I mean, I know there are no nudes on my phone.
All right.
Well, then you got nothing to worry about.
You're good.
Just
you're totally good.
Your phone to the cops all the time.
Great.
They're just going to see, like, a bunch of pictures of animals and like, my homework.
Let's see, like, if they looked at my photos right now.
Let's see.
I think they'd be a little bit concerned.
My last photo is my homework assignment for one of my classes. The one before that is a review on Letterboxd. The one before that is me holding a teddy bear that I made a dress for out of toilet paper.
Oh, that's very cute.
This is a long story. So, the TUTV party last weekend was supposed to be our Valentine's Day party, but it got postponed to Leap Day. And we always come up with the weirdest theme. So the theme was orange wedding because red is always Valentine's Day, so let's make it orange. And then wedding is romantic. So
I saw an orange wedding on TV once.
An orange
my
wedding?
My friend and I were watching TLC.
Oh my god, was it four weddings?
No, but it was like this show. It was about trashy weddings, and then they like had like their groom and bride were dressed in all orange. It's the worst thing I've ever seen.
Oh my god, there's
orange?
A real orange.
It was horrible.
There's a real orange wedding.
Orange is
that's
such
amazing.
A, like a powerful color, I feel it, like. Yeah. You can't make it work. It's just there.
They looked like that sherbet. They looked like sherbet ice cream.
Okay.
This isn't a good thing.
No, yeah. So anyway, we have this Kermit doll downstairs for TUTV. It's just like been there forever. And then we also have this teddy bear that Rachel was going to use for her thesis, but then she ended up not using it, so it's just in TUTV now. So we married the both of them after the orange wedding. Because actually, someone there was an ordained minister. Because, you know, you can only... It's so easy. You just, like, take a test. And
yeah,
yeah, and then you take a test and you're good.
It's like a BuzzFeed quiz or something.
Let's do that and then marry people on air.
Oh, my God. Let's do it. But anyway, this is a photo. I spontaneously made the teddy bear a wedding dress out of toilet paper and a crown out of a spread solo cup.
Wait. Oh, the crown.
Cool.
Damn.
I was so proud of myself, actually. I was really resourceful.
This is rad.
Yeah, so that's my last three pictures.
So, anyway.
So police come at me. Like, that's what I'm saying. But, yeah. In a little bit, we'll come out with you with the conspiracy. I think, Michael, you should either tell us your favorite conspiracy or find one that you think is captivating.
Ooh, challenge.
Yeah. Or make one up like we do sometimes.
Sometimes.
You know,
ooh, that sounds
you're the guest of honor, so you get to pitch us the idea.
Our segment's called Conspiracy Crackdown. Just okay. The name. It's very important.
It is very important. It's the best part of our show, actually.
What kind of music do we have coming up?
Well, since we were talking about Avril Lavigne,
yeah, we got to reminiscing
because the story is, did I say this before on air that my dad used to play?
Said,
yeah, yeah, I did
said,
say it on air. Sometimes I forget what I say on air and what I don't say on air.
Kayla's a forgetful person.
I am a very forgetful person. We've had this conversation many times before. we talk about it every week.
Because
I forget.
Because you forget.
Exactly.
You talk about it each week, so you gotta bring it up again.
Gotta bring it up. You're so right.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're gonna play I'm With You because we agree that it's the best song off the album.
And we're playing Avril Lavigne?
Yeah.
Oh.
I haven't heard this song in like years.
Can't
it's
wait
this is
for
gonna
this.
Be something.
I'm super psyched.
Okay, but you know what, Trisha? You just need to get over yourself.
I'll shut up.
Okay. Please do. I'm sorry, we don't know each other well enough. For
yeah,
me to
you.
Like
I don't.
That.
I can't even call you Mike.
Not
you
yet.
Can tell me to oh man, let's just
Those
play.
Yeah, maybe just we Admiral,
should.
Please.
We should just play the music.
I'm standing on the bridge, I'm waiting in the dark. I thought that you'd be here by now. There's nothing but the rain, no footsteps on the ground. I'm listening, but there's no sound. Isn't anyone trying to find me? Won't somebody come take me home? It's that day.
We are here.
You are here. Like those maps, you know?
Yeah, like those maps.
Like those maps.
So, we have come to the time. I'm getting there.
Okay.
What's happening?
You'll love it.
Okay.
It's time for... Conspiracy Crackdown.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got sound effects.
I loved it.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Better.
Yeah. You have no choice. You have to love it.
Yeah, that's kind of, yeah, that's...
The vibe you were getting, yeah. So, anyway. We got a cool conspiracy for you guys today. And, since we were talking about Avril Lavigne, we remembered that there is an Avril Lavigne conspiracy theory, and it's a juicy one. So it Michael's going to recap that for us.
Yeah, so our research division has been It was just me. Is going to talk about the Avril Lavigne body double conspiracy theory that's been floating around for a little bit. I know, apparently, this article says it originated on a Brazilian fan page, but I know it kind of like resurfaced on Twitter semi-recently. So in this article from The Guardian I'm looking at, it claims that Lavigne was struggling with fame early in her career, and she began using a body double named Melissa to cope with it. At some point between her first two albums in 2002 and 2004, Lavigne is rumored to have died. So instead of like acknowledging that, the record company apparently or allegedly decided to replace her with Melissa full time. And some of the proof gathered for this apparently includes Avril Lavigne's red carpet shots. It says in parentheses that Lavigne wears trousers often, but Melissa prefers dresses and skirts. And that they have apparently different facial features. Also, theorists, that's what they call them, these theorists believe that Melissa has left clues in songs, such as the song Slipped Away, where she sings, "The day you slipped away was the day I found out it won't be the same." And there's even a publicity shot where Avril Lavigne apparently had Melissa written on her hand.
Wow.
Is the shot real?
Do
they have it? I mean, people on the radio can't see, but I'm intrigued.
Yeah, I'm trying to pull it up right now. Oh, it looks like...
Is the evidence also by, like, the stupid songs that she made?
Maybe after. Post Let Go, yeah.
Yeah. Like, what's that one that everyone... It's like,
oh, well, here's, like, this diagram if you guys want to look at comparing, like, facial features and everything.
Yeah, you know, I mentioned, like, off air that I don't like the way
they definitely,
smiles.
Like, are the same person. just age and hair dye.
Yeah. What?
Age and hair dye.
Are you saying
What's
you don't
dye?
Believe this conspiracy? What's
hair dye? Are you saying you don't believe in an ill-conceived
Okay,
conspiracy?
I mean, I think that there are their evidence. I mean, I think... that it's compelling, but I think their evidence isn't very strong. I would buy more that the evidence is stronger with the fact that the music became so much different, and it arguably did. Like she didn't really need to have the so like Let Go, she has like her range is like really large in Let Go. We just heard I'm With You and she was belting those high E's, dude. And you know, I remember hearing some post Let Go songs. What's that really big song that she came out with?
Well, yeah, her first number one song actually was Girlfriend.
Yeah, Girlfriend.
Which, according to this theory, would actually
isn't
be
that
Melissa's
the song where it's like, hey, hey, you. Okay, like you don't need to know how to sing that song. So maybe Melissa, she's just like not as good of a singer as Avril. Yeah. And her songs got progressively less like personal and authentic, so it's not really Avril. Because
maybe
she's not
singing.
Terrible. Yeah, maybe. So
I hate Avril Lavigne.
Maybe Melissa was Avril and then Avril became Melissa. Maybe it's the opposite. You know?
I remember this is from her album The Best Damn Thing, which I actually had as a child. My mom got it for me. And there's this one song I think Keep Holding On where apparently I remember it's a pretty belty song.
Yeah, I hate that one. I know exactly
you know
what you're
one.
Talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like, keep holding on.
Yeah,
yeah, maybe not to the extent. Like, I could see your range.
Oh, my God. She has a song on her latest album from 2019 with We the Kings.
She also has a song with Nicki Minaj.
What?
Called Dumb Blonde.
Wait, where? Oh my God, on that album as well.
Head Above Water.
You know, I think Laura said that it actually was not bad. That her new album.
So, I thought her self-titled album back in 2013 wasn't that bad, aside from the song Hello Kitty.
Okay. You know what? Maybe I should listen to it, because the only album I've listened to is her first one. So, you know, let's...
I wouldn't even say she has, like, a great discography, but...
What about That's Under so My fun. Skin? Is that any good? Her second, her sophomore?
Ooh, Under My Skin. I remember really liking that one. Like, My Happy Ending was a jam. Ooh, wait. Nobody's Home. I had that on, like, my first MP3 player.
Oh, my God. Sounds like it's describing Avril Lavigne's brain. And am I right?
Under My Skin? Oh, my God.
And Nobody's Home. I remember looking out, like, the window of our minivan and being like, God, this song gets me. Yeah, she wants to go home, but nobody's home. It's where she lies, broken inside.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like...
So there's a clear transition from Under My Skin to Best Damn Thing.
No, definitely, because I remember, like, reading into it. Under My Skin was definitely her kind of going against her label, going to a darker sound. And she still saw a lot of success with that, but maybe not as much.
Much as they wanted.
Yeah.
So maybe the record company disposed of her, and Melissa... They did. And then Melissa became with Best Damn Thing with Hey, that girlfriend song. And that means, like, new Avril.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that also... But that doesn't explain the self-titled. Maybe Melissa has become so convinced that she's Avril that she needs to come out with this self-titled album
Ward off suspicion.
To ward off, but also, like, psychologically, she needs to, like, know she's won. It's like those movies. Like, it's like that movie... okay, so there's this movie that Danny was telling me about called The Roommate, where, like, she wants to be the other person, so she just says that I'm the person. So Melissa's just like, no, call me Avril.
No, I feel like it might have been, like, a really, like, very, like, unsubtle way to wear off suspicion. But everyone's like, Melissa. And she'd be like, guys, this album's called Avril Lavigne. Everyone's like, oh, well, obviously. Like, who would lie about that?
Yeah, and then on her new album, she needed to get other people to do collabs with her just to further...
Including Chad Kroeger and Marilyn Manson on that self-titled.
Chad Kroeger.
Marilyn Manson.
Yeah.
Okay, you know, that's where it went downhill. It's either the record company killed her or Chad killed her. Because when she got married to him and, yeah.
Or wait, can we start a new conspiracy where I think actually Avril Lavigne is Marilyn Manson? Marilyn Manson killed Melissa. And then is now taking over the Avril Lavigne.
Oh my God.
Because the song they apparently collabed on is called Bad Girl.
Oh wow. Yeah. Oh wow.
Which I have not listened to, but I guess I'm going to have to out of curiosity.
Well, I think this was a successful conspiracy crackdown today.
I don't know what a success constitutes here, but.
All of them are a success.
They're always
a success.
No matter how.
This one, I think, is more of a success because it was more concrete.
Some of our...
Sometimes we really have to try.
Yeah, some of them aren't even... What was that last episode that we were just talking about?
Whales.
Facts? Yeah. We were talking about whale facts.
And be like, oh, they must be up to something. Well, good.
Well, because we were talking about car seat headrest and that drunk driver's killer whale. So we just talked about killer whales.
They were actually killing people, and that was kind of the conspiracy about the whales in SeaWorld.
We're paid off.
Yeah,
by car seat headrest.
No, by
they'll have whale payoff money. I'm sorry, I know they're pretty successful now, but
yeah, no, it's all good. It's all good. So you know, we had a great time today, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio.
WMFO Medford.
In Medford. So, you know, we're going to sign you off with one last song today. And thank you again, Michael, for coming on.
Oh,
I know this was very spontaneous. At the end of class, I was like, you want to come? And he was like, sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
And Trisha, I hope your essay goes well.
It's not going well.
It will eventually.
Sorry for all of the Avril Lavigne discussion, but
you guys traumatized me today.
Yeah, we did. I'm very sorry. It's all right. Well, thank you and goodbye. See y'all next week.
Good night.
Good night.
Save it for your wedding day.
surprise. It's your prize, it's your prize. It's your prize, it's your prize, it's
You can't cover it up.